Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, and she's the director for the Care for Yourself program. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
And Carla, we want to talk about an event. It's a kickoff event, and then we want to talk about why we're doing a kickoff. So this event is tomorrow.
Yes, it's Saturday. Oh, yes, that's right, because it's Friday today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The time goes by so fast. I know, it's hard to keep track of dates. But, yes, it is Friday, and so this program is tomorrow.
It is. And, LaVon, for this event, I'm wearing just a little bit different hat. I am the chairperson of the Women's Health Services for Cass County Memorial Hospital. And that committee has organize this passport event, which will be kicked off tomorrow, Saturday, September 16th at 8 a.m. With a free women's health fair.
Okay. And that is something, it's a kind of come and go. So it's not a sit down program from 8 to 10:30, but kind of come and go. And we'll talk some more about all of those details. But I want to talk about, why are we doing a kickoff program?
Well, we are initiating a passport for women's health, and we just realized that mama and women take care of everybody else and don't always have time to take care of their self. And so we wanted to really get women thinking about where their health is going, where they're at right now, and where they want to go, with such things as cholesterol, weight, blood pressure, those important numbers. Are they keeping up? Is it time for a mammogram? Do they need a bone density test? Those kind of things. And sometimes we just overlook that because we get busy in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, Carl, you and I have talked about a very specific kind of thing, any one of those. But we really sometimes don't talk about that total picture. And it's an ongoing thing. It's a package. I mean, we, as our body, is our package. We need to take care of it.
Yes, and we are so fortunate to have the hospital that we do here and the health services available. We want women to realize what is available for them. And so what we're planning to do is we'll be in the Healing Garden. And it is from 8 to 10:30 in the morning. And we'll have a light breakfast in the cafeteria, so come in the west door, and then you'll be led out into the Healing Garden, and there'll be departments represented in the Healing Garden with information. There'll be people there that you can ask questions to, and get to know Cass County Health Systems a little bit better.
Okay. And then I think, I'm not sure it's at the beginning or the end, you're going to get this little book. I think it's just the coolest little book that says on the front, "I wish to live a life that causes my soul to dance inside my body." I think it's not only clever what it says on the outside, but to me, it's something that maybe won't get lost because it's a little bit different color. It's not just a piece of paper, something that we really want to hang on to.
Yes, you'll get this in the beginning because the purpose of the passport is as you get things done, like, for instance, we have a low-cost blood draw that is available by appointment. You get that. You get your height and your weight and your blood pressure, and it's going to be recorded in this little passport, just like you visited a place when you travel. And in May, during Women's Health Week, we will have you come back at another event and bring this passport, and we'll have door prizes. We haven't got that event totally put together yet because it's not till next May, but that's the purpose of this, to hold on to it in your purse, know your numbers, know your where you're at with your health screenings, and then in May you will come back and you'll be rewarded for the things that you've accomplished over that year.
So are there some things in the book that we can do between now and next May, at least maybe just check off, we could add our own notes to it, some things that we could say, oh yes, this would be a way to kind of help complete my healthcare booklet?
Yes, there's a place for notes, so you could set goals. You could set exercise goals and weight goals, nutrition goals. There's routine health care such as your eye exam, your dental exam, a skin exam. When's the last time you've had your skin examined?
Well, not so long ago, actually, because that's, I think it's every other year mine gets done.
Okay, and colon health. And we even have some stuff for the younger women, tobacco cessation, mental health visits, not that that's a younger thing, that's an anybody thing, STI screenings. So just about everything that we kind of need to keep track of, immunizations, prenatal visits, so everything under the sun.
That's one of the things that I think is very unique, and also a reason that we need to keep this book somewhere where we can, as you said, your purse or somewhere, if you have another place that you keep health things or whatever, that doesn't just get laid aside and you don't think about it again until next May.
That's true. I have been doing this with the Care for Yourself program for women in my heart health, and it has really made a difference. Women have really made an effort to make changes, and it starts small, just something small. Adding a extra fruit or vegetable to your day, or adding 15-minute walk. Little things like that can begin to build up. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow. It begins with small baby steps.
Yes. I even get reminded, my sister is a real walker, and she always parks, not the closest parking place, doesn't need to be a mile away, but maybe a little bit further away than you, rather than looking for the closest parking place. It's just a few more steps, but all of those few more steps really do add up. Now, you mentioned a blood test. We need to talk a little more about that.
Yes, we will be having a low-cost blood draw. The phone number to call to make that appointment ahead of time is 712-250-8091. We'll have the glucose, hemoglobin, lipid, thyroid, kidney for $35, and there are additional A1C for $12, a PSA for $20, which a woman wouldn't need that, a vitamin D for $30. So those are things that are available. Call and make an appointment. Come fasting. If you're going to do that blood draw, please be fasting, because you'll get an accurate blood count. And then we'll have a light breakfast for you afterwards. And really important and vital to know those numbers.
Okay. And we're going to repeat that phone number. And I guess sometimes we don't get those written down. I'm sure if you called the Cass County Hospital, you could get that number. But remember, this is tomorrow. You need to do this right now before probably, I don't know, 5 o'clock would be a good idea to make this appointment.
Yes. You can go to the Cass County website or Facebook page also, and that will come up. You can look up that number on there, but it is 712-250-8091. I want to add one thing, too. We will have a children's activity. We're not really encouraging children to come, but sometimes moms can't get away if they don't bring their children. So they are welcome.
And so I bet that's going to be out in the Healing Garden.
It is. We have a little obstacle course the kids are going to get to go through. And if you've never seen the Healing Garden or walked through it, it is just beautiful. And this time of year, of course, it's fallish, and it has waterfall and beautiful plants and places to sit. And it's just a really relaxing place. So we're excited to have this health fair in the Healing Garden.
I think that's a really good idea because, unless you've taken the time or you've been here to visit somebody who's been out there, it's probably not something you just plan to do. But maybe you'll find this is a place, maybe sometime you are around and you have 10 extra minutes. And you go, okay, what am I going to do with this? The Healing Garden would be a good place to stop and just maybe relieve the stress a little.
Yes, and I don't think a lot of people realize the public is welcome to come up and purchase meals at the hospital and sit in the cafeteria or sit in the Healing Garden. And we have really good food.
Another experience. So, yes, we want to make sure that people understand, and I guess specifically women, because this is specifically for women, this program that's kickoff tomorrow and then continues through the year. So, again, tomorrow, time and place?
8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. It's a come and go. Call and make your blood draw appointments ahead of time. And you will enter, park and enter on the west side in what we call the old door, and you'll come in the back way there into the cafeteria.
Okay. Start in the cafeteria, then to the Healing Garden. We want to thank you so much, Carla Akers, for helping to plan all of this and reminding us about it. So tomorrow is a big day. Until next time, here's a thought. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart.